What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Podcast, episode number 78. I hope no matter where you are right now, no matter what you're doing, you are grateful. You're grateful for another day above ground, because any day above ground is a good day. And it's a beautiful day today. It's an awesome day to grow, to learn, to get better, to achieve something, to go out and pursue something, to find out what you want. Today is the perfect opportunity for you. I guarantee you, if you walk around in your life and you go, today's the most important day of my life, you apply the importance to today, you're going to begin to maximize every day of your life. And when you begin to stack days on days on days, what you have maximized, you're going to see your life accelerate in so many ways. Guaranteed. Look, let's get into today's podcast. It's titled The Easiest Time in History. I truly believe that right now is the easiest time in history to succeed. To succeed in really anything. Okay? And no, it's not because of the internet or AI or accessibility to information. That sure plays a part. But it's not the easiest time in history to succeed because of that. It's the easiest time in history to succeed because there's very little competition. When you look at our society and you look at it, you notice that, you know, it's becoming easier and easier. There's less and less true competition out there, especially in the business world, especially in the marketplace, especially in your career. There's less and less true difficult competition out there, people to compete with. You know, people are becoming lazier and lazier in our society. You know, most people don't even work 40 hours a week. They might go to work 40 hours a week, but they do not work 40 hours. I mean, we have this mindset now, it's not healthy. Let's work 20, let's work 25 hours as if we get paid for 40. We have people out there that literally, like, they believe that you should work 20 to 25 hours, get paid for 40, because it's not healthy to work. It's not healthy to work that much. It's such a terrible mindset. You understand the people back in the day, they tended to their farm all day. They put their hands to the plow all day. They'd be up at 4, 5 in the morning every day working. And arguably, that's one of the most, those people were some of the most happy people in history. They didn't have the phone on them. They didn't have social media. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have anything other than, I'm going to go out and put my hand to the plow. And I don't believe a human being can truly be happy if they're not pursuing a purpose and being intentional with their life. They can't really be fulfilled. And so we have this notion in society, and I believe it's driven by government entities and things like that, that are pushing us to become lazier and lazier in our lives so that they can have more control, right? If we don't work, okay, and we work less and less, right, and we have to rely on another power more and more, then they have more control over us. And so our society is becoming lazier and lazier. And like I said, most people don't work 40 hours. They might go to work for 40 hours, but they're not working for 40 hours. They might be working 20, if that. Some people work less. And that's just the truth. People are becoming weaker and weaker in our society. Most people cannot deal with criticism. They can't deal with adversity. They can't deal with challenge and difficulties, because they've been taught their whole life that they're not supposed to deal with that. That if something's difficult, go do something else. If something's challenging, go do something else. If your teacher sucks, go get another teacher or quit the class. If your coach isn't playing you, go play for another team. See, people are becoming weaker and weaker in our society. And so if you are strong and you're willing to persist and you can deal with adversity and you can deal with challenge and you can deal with criticism, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. If you do the opposite of the things I'm going to talk about today, if you're not lazy and you actually work for 40 hours, you don't even have to work above and beyond 40 hours. if you actually maximize the 40 hours that's set before you, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb in the marketplace. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb. If you aren't weak, you could deal with criticism, you could deal with adversity, you could deal with challenge, you could deal with difficulty. And at the first signs of challenge, you don't run, but you actually dive in deeper and you persist, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. You know, in the world of sales, right? And it's like 80, it's like this stat that 80% of customers will buy after at least 5 follow-ups. But you know that like 40 or 50% of salespeople don't even follow up after the first contact? This shows you, most salespeople don't follow up because they're weak. They're weak. Once they hear no, they don't continue to follow up. Because once they've dealt with some resistance or some challenge, they don't think that that's normal because they've been taught it's not normal. You should just get everything you want in your life. So what do? They stop following up and they go do something else. When in reality, it's that 80% of customers would buy after 5 follow-ups. And so what you've done by just following up is you've now put yourself in the top 50% of salespeople out there. People are taught in our society that they don't need to, that the first sign of defeat, it's not them. It's whatever else is out there. It's their fault. It's their problem. See, most people don't have interpersonal skills anymore, or very few of them. They're decreasing faster than ever before. And I can guarantee you 80, 90% of your success in your career will be due to your skills and abilities with people. People are so stuck on their social media, so stuck on watching TV and entertainment and hiding behind their phone and their electronics and their tablets. They don't know how to communicate well with people. Well, the truth is that people have everything you want and need in life. People have everything. They have love. They have money. They have opportunity. They have everything you want and need in life. And if you can't deal well with people, you won't be able to get anything that you want in life. They have everything. People are the key to everything. And our interpersonal skills are decreasing. I mean, it's amazing. You look at like what happened with COVID. All of a sudden, our schools were sent home. Okay? Sent home to do things virtually. You think that was good for the kids or worse for the kids? It was definitely worse. Now they don't have that interpersonal interaction with their classmates every day. Now, all of a sudden, so much of work is done virtually. Okay? Now, we have a lot of people that work from home. And I don't believe this is very good. I don't believe it's good. Because you work from home, guess what? You isolate yourself from the people that have everything you want. You isolate yourself from the world around you. And that might feel good for a period of time, but I believe over time, what you're going to find is that your interpersonal skills are going to decrease. You're not dealing enough and interacting enough with people. You have to interact with people on a daily basis. See, I hate virtual meetings. I hate them. I don't like them because I can't deal with somebody in person. And it's difficult, and I have to adapt to this new world, but you know, it's people's interpersonal skills are decreasing rapidly because they're not adapting to the world that we're in now. And if you can adapt to it and you can still learn how to deal well with people and have skill with people and ability with people and understand people's understand the human desires so that you can deal well with them, if you don't understand that, you're going to struggle. If you can understand that and you can adapt, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb, guaranteed. See, most people nowadays believe they should be rewarded for participating. They just do what's required and they leave. And they think that they should get rewarded. They think that they should get promoted. They think that they should be given more if just by showing up and participating. You know, because a lot of our, you know, a lot of our society has grown up in the participation sport era. They get rewarded for participating. And we are like, oh, that makes sense. We want to make people feel good. But sometimes making people feel good is not always the thing that is going to help them. People need to lose in their life. People need to lose. Because you are going to lose, especially the development of a child or development of a kid. They need to experience losing. Because when they become an adult, they are going to lose. The real world is harsh. The real world is difficult. And if you don't learn how to lose, you don't learn that losing is actually a good thing at times. Because you can learn, you can get better, you can grow from losing. Most people grow more from losing than they do from winning. But we're taught in our life that, no, you should be rewarded for participating. And that's not true. You should be rewarded when you win. You should not be rewarded when you lose. You shouldn't learn that that's something that you that's okay. Like, participating is not enough. It's not enough. You know, I hate to lose, but like, I want to learn how to lose because I know what's going to happen. I know that there's going to be customers I'm not going to get. I know there's going to be deals that are not going to go through. I know that there's going to be months that are going to be more difficult than others. I know that losing is going to be in my future. I want to understand how to lose. I don't want to get rewarded for participating. I want to get rewarded for winning. See, most people in our society, they pass blame instead of taking ownership. They immediately make excuses and look for ways to not get things done instead of taking ownership and doing whatever it takes. So we've been taught in our society through the government, the school system, and unfortunately, even in sports, that it's not our fault. It's the coach's fault. It's our boss's fault. It's the teacher's fault. It's society's fault. We've been taught this in our society. The government teaches this to us. You need me. What does the government say all the time? You need me. I'm going to rescue the economy. I'm going to rescue everything. Right? You need me. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this for you. Right? And they disempower the people in their society. I mean, you see it all the time. The school system does the exact same thing. I mean, and unfortunately, it's creeped into sports. I mean, literally, college sports now has a transfer portal so that if an athlete doesn't like their coach or doesn't get enough playing time or doesn't get exactly what they want, they can just enter this transfer portal and go somewhere else. They don't have to stick in. They don't have to persist through and learn how to win. They can just transfer. I mean, think about that. This has crept into sports. It's so easy to change the college that you play a sport for nowadays. And it's very rare now to have four-year players at college programs. It's very rare. And if you think about that, then you translate that into the business world. You translate that into a career. A, if you start a business and you can't stick with something for more than 3 or 4 years, you're never going to succeed. Okay? That's the cold, hard truth. The other thing is, like, If you go into the job world and you can't stay loyal to a company and persist through when things are difficult and challenging and hard, you're going to have limited success. Because think about it. There's very few people that stay at companies very long. Very few. And so when you do, you stick out like a sore thumb. You now become automatically more valuable to the company that you work for. You also become more valuable in the marketplace when you change jobs, if you want to ever change jobs, because you show people that you can stick with something. It's so easy nowadays to just jump from thing to thing to thing and people make you feel good about it. It's not good. It's so easy to succeed in society nowadays. There's no competition. It's like, you know, I look at like the position that I'm in the company that I work for. There's very few people that have been there as long as me. Very few. I think that makes me more valuable or less valuable. It makes me more valuable. Not only to the company I work for, but to the marketplace if I ever wanted to leave. Think about that. Most people are consumed with entertainment and don't spend any time working on themselves and developing new skills or ways of thinking to improve their situation. I mean, if you talk to 10 people, if you talk to 100 people, random, 100 random people out and just walking around a mall or walking around a city, and you say, hey, how many books have you read this year? How many courses have you purchased this year to develop new skills? I bet you out of 100, you might find one, maybe two, that actually are reading books regularly to develop their skills, their habits, their abilities, their thoughts, that are trying to grow personally, that have actually purchased courses with their own money to get better and develop new skill. Literally, it's so easy nowadays to succeed. You could stick out like a sore thumb. Most people just don't do it. Most people just, they fall in, they're not leaders of their own life. They're not leaders in society. They fall into a trap of just being a follower the rest of their life. They just follow whatever the crowd is doing. Most people just roll out of bed and into work and they still got eye boogers in their freaking eyes. I mean, it's crazy to me. They're not ready to go to work. I mean, literally by just getting up an hour earlier, getting your mind right, getting your body right, getting yourself ready to go so that when you go into work, you have energy, you're positive, right? You go into work, you're like that. Oh, boom, automatically, you're going to separate yourself from everyone else going into that office. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb. See, it's so easy to succeed. It's the easiest time in history to succeed. If you're a young person, you have ambition, you need to listen to the things I'm telling you right now, and you need to go out and apply them. Don't worry exactly about how much money you're making right now if you're just straight out of college. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be harder than what you think. It's going to take longer than what you think. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. Apply these things for a long period of time, and I promise you, things are going to happen for you in your career. You should look at the masses and do the opposite. Look at everyone else around you. And instead of, when you go into your first job, or you go into any company, look at how most people act and operate. Do the opposite. Be a leader. Be different. Come in with energy. Come with excitement. Come with enthusiasm. Go the extra mile. Read and develop yourself. Read books. Take courses. Invest money in yourselves. If you're going to only work 40 hours, actually work the 40 hours. Be super productive during those 40 hours. Develop your interpersonal skills. Take ownership over everything. Everything's your fault. Because then you're empowered. The governments, entities out there, they want you to be disempowered so that you can rely on them and they have power over you. The minute you take ownership, the minute that you, it's your fault, you take ownership over your life, you make it difficult for those people. And I love making it difficult. I love not complying to those entities. I love it. I don't want to deal with people that want power over me. I don't need your help. And by the way, everything, 99% of what the government gets themselves involved with goes down the drain. They're the worst management of money, of projects, of people. It's unbelievable. But that's a side point. So if you're new in your career, or if you want to restart in your career, take a look around you. Look at the masses. Do the opposite. I'm telling you, it's the easiest time in history. If you just apply some of these principles, hell, if you applied one of them, you probably find some quick success. Happy Opportunity Day, everyone. Appreciate you joining the podcast. If you found this valuable, share it with a friend. Share it with somebody. If you think that there's somebody out there that this could help, share it on your social media. I would really appreciate it. And I put a lot of time and thought into what I'm going to say on these podcasts. I write them all out before I do them. I put thought into it. I try to apply principles for my life and also think about things going on in my life and be able to put something together that might help somebody. All right. Happy Opportunity Day. Go out. Be great.